At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Creative Mind by Ernest S. Holmes, published in 1923. The highest attitude of mind from which all else springs is one of perfect calm and an absolute trust in the spirit. The one who can, with perfect confidence, look into the future and with perfect ease of mind rest in the present, and who never looks backward, but who has learned to be still in their own soul and wait upon the Spirit, they are the one who will most completely demonstrate the supremacy of spiritual thought over all so-called material resistance. Resist not evil, and it will flee from you. That is a statement of one of the great laws of our being. When we resist, we make a mental image of the thing we are fighting, and that tends to have it created for us. When we learn to look only at what we want, and never at what we do not want, we will no longer resist anything. Suffer it to be so now. You need not try to change the world. Let it alone. All people are doing the best they can. No one needs to be saved but yourself. And the sooner you realize this, the sooner you will attain greater things. Get over the holier-than-thou attitude. It is an illusion that many people suffer from, especially in the religious world. The world is all right. It is not going to hell. It is on the way to heaven. It is getting good so fast that in the process many things are being overturned and confusion appears to be on the surface. A great change is taking place, and on the surface the results are as yet a little mixed. But underneath, the power is at work, destroying all that is unlike itself. In time, all will come to see this. What a load of responsibility we assume that we were never meant to carry. Remember that in the divine plan, no mistakes are made, and that if God could have done it in a better way, He would have done it differently. No souls are lost, for all, quote, live and move and have their being in Him. And God is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for in His sight all are alive. Too long have we believed in the negative, simply because we have allowed ourselves to become hypnotized by a few strong-minded people, and by those who have imposed upon humanity a mass of false philosophy. Be alive. There is no place in the world for dead ones. The true metaphysician is alive to all that is useful, filling his or her place in the events of the human race. They take part in all its labor and in all its fun. Pessimism must be relegated to the scrap heap. There is no place among the living for the dead. Let the dead bury their dead. Follow thou me. Do not hesitate to enter into the game of life, but do so with a zest and an enthusiasm that overflows with life. Fill yourself with the radiance of a life running over with power and usefulness. Then shall the world see your light. People of spiritual power and grace, above all others, should enter into the business world, into educational vocations, into politics, into every walk of life, and there prove before a waiting world, tired of itself, that we are all children of God with unlimited potential. Be happy. How can you hope to make the world see the right way unless you overflow with joy? The world has now too many sad faces. We see them everywhere, that resigned look that seems to say, "One rebuff more or less makes no difference. I am already so sad that nothing matters. I can take it." This was all right when you thought everything was all wrong, but now that you know that all's well with the world, you must get over this depression, which robs you of the power of attracting the good things of life, and enter in. The person who is always glad will surround themselves with people who are happy, and life will be a continual enjoyment. This robs no one. It does not make a race of irresponsible people. It makes a world of joy, a world that is good to live in. No one wants to associate with the dead. Everywhere, people are looking for a more abundant expression of life, not for depression and fault-finding. Find fault with no one, and more than this, find no fault with yourself. Get over the thought of condemning people and things. People and things are all right. Let them alone and enjoy life. Your very atmosphere will cheer and uplift the people who contact you, and a new life will enter into them. Overflow and live in the present. Life is for us today. There will be no change for tomorrow unless we do the changing today. Today we are setting in motion the power of tomorrow. Today is God's day, and we must extract from it what of life we are to live. Tomorrow, in the divine course of events, will care for itself. The soul that learns to live in the great gladness of today will never weary of life, but will find that it is living in an eternal here and now. Now all good is yours. Now all life, truth, and love are yours. Now you have entered in, and the good things of life are yours today. Let your soul sing today, and the song that comes tomorrow will be all the sweeter, will ring out over the vistas of time with an unmistakable clearness. Here is a soul who knows itself and has found life within itself, who has met God today. No more waiting, no more longing, no more weary roads to travel. You have arrived. The goal is won and peace has come at last. Today. See the good in all things. Learn to see God in all manifestation, in all people, through all events. The ordinary person sees only the lump of matter. Not so the awakened soul. It sees in all things the divine mind at work, molding out into expression what it feels itself to be of life, of color, of form and beauty. There are some mistaken ones who claim that what we see is all false, and that the so-called material universe is an unreality. What a mistake! What we see is the body of God, full, free, complete, whole. The materialist sees the flower as just a flower, as matter, 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 missing entirely the idea behind it. God's self-reflection manifested in wonderful beauty and color and form. What do you see when you look upon the human form, the crowning glory of God's perfect creation? Matter, matter, matter? Flesh, blood, and bones? Indeed, these may be passing into expression, but what of the idea? What of the reality of the body? This body of ours is as real as God is real. It would not be if it were an illusion. The very touch of the flesh should send a thrill through the whole body, bringing up its vibration to a higher pitch, to a finer form. The body is the temple of the living God, and should be so thought of. Too long have religious fundamentalists condemned it, and now we must free it by reversing the process. Of all things on earth, the human body is the most beautiful, the most wonderful, and the most godlike. If you do not love your neighbors whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? Human magnetism is not hypnotism. It is the divinity of men and women in expression. And when we learn to convert human passion into divine love, to transmute the lower into the higher, we shall have with us a power of attraction against which nothing can stand. When we behold the beautiful sunset, we should see the wonderful thought of God, the radiance of His presence. In the strength of the hills, we should see the strength of the Spirit. And seeing all things as spiritual ideas, we should learn to love them, because God has made them and given them to us to use. The soul who in ecstasy can rush up to a tree and embrace it, realizes more of God than all the bigoted priests who have ever lived. The one who can sniff the ocean breeze with delight feels the presence of the divine being more keenly than does the one who kneels in despair before an awful God of justice. Learn then how to appreciate nature and nature's God. Spend more time in the out-of-doors. Look up at the stars. Let them be your companions. Tread the pathless ways of the trees and the giant forests, and see God in everything that you look upon, the God of the everywhere. Be expectant. Expect the best to happen. Don't sit around waiting for trouble. Have absolutely nothing to do with it. It is no part of the divine plan. It is an illusion of the material sense. One who has learned to trust will not be surprised, even when they find things coming from the most unexpected sources. All things are ours to use, and then let go of. What more can we ask? We want nothing that we have to keep. Things are to use, not to hold. Expect that everything is to come your way. Be content and cheerful if you wish to attract from out the store of the infinite. Open up your whole consciousness to the greater possibilities of life. Line up with the big things. When you speak the word, expect it to happen. Know that it must be as you say. This will not be fooling yourself. It will simply be using the law as it is meant to be used. Expand your thought. All things come to us through the use of our thought. If we have a small concept of life, we will always be doing small things. First in the creative series is the Word, but the Word carries us no further than our consciousness back of it. Unless we are constantly expanding our thought, we are not growing. Growth is the law of life, and it is necessary. We cannot stand still. If you want to do a new thing, get a new thought, and then you will have the power of attraction, which has the possibility of drawing to you the circumstances which will make for the fulfillment of your desires. Get over the old idea of limitation. Overcome all precedents and set yourself in the new order of things. If you want to build a railroad, you will never do it unless you get over the idea that the most you can hope for in life is to sell peanuts. Let people sell peanuts for a living who think in the terms of peanuts. Get out of the rut. God has created you for a glorious future. Dare to fling out into mind the greater visions about yourself.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.